Welcome, everyone, to Sunrise Ranch Wednesday night service. Hey, lovely to see all of your faces, all of your essences in those little blocks. My name is Keahieva. I believe I've met everyone here, but just in case, Lana and I are focusing this evening's service. It was to be Uma and I, but Uma has a new granddaughter that just came into this world. Yay! Woohoo! A few weeks early, but head full of hair and already pushing the CPAP away. So we already got a fighter. Yay! So this evening's service will be a continuation of Sunday's service. Breathing in, breathing out, a soulful conversation, and reflecting on what is it going to take for us to leap into what is ours to leap into in this moment, maybe a situation. But in order for us to do that, we need to breathe in the energies that is ours to breathe in. For me, it needs to be where I feel that I'm worthy, that I'm ready, even without knowing exactly what that all means. Humble, yet open and ready. What energies we take in, we eventually become. I remember situations in my life where I took in some energies that were needed at the time to get me through the situation, and I became ever more those energies, those things, tools. Learnings. And then I could chisel them moving forward. But at least that leap into a situation or through a situation allowed me to open up to something new, to what was mine to open up to in that moment. So I invite you to take a deep breath with me, however deep you want. Going into our hour together, we begin with a video from Roshana, hot off the presses for this evening service. Thank you, Roshana, if you're on. I had an idea, Uma and I had an idea, and we couldn't find anything that really fit, so I reached out to Roshana. I said, hey, I've got an idea. And she was very open and very excited, and she took in what I was bringing, and she gave us this. So let's breathe this in together. And I ask Chris to start the video, Flowers Breathing. Beautiful. I pass to Patrick Campbell to share his personal experience of breathing in and breathing out.
Thanks, Kiahi. So I was pleased that we came to this subject because it's something I've had some experience with. I came to the ranch through a winding sort of spiritual path that took me through Tibetan Buddhism, where I discovered a practice called Tonglen, which is not exactly the same as what we've been talking about, but is similar. The breath is considered in some traditions to be the meeting point between mind and body, or even mind and body and spirit, connecting point. So as I say, there are some differences between Tonglen and what I've been practicing and what David was describing, but it's what I wanted to say about it is that practice does improve these things. We can actually increase our capacity to think of others before ourselves and to send out good energy. So I thought I would focus on a situation tonight, which is homelessness. With the pandemic and the news and everything, we've kind of, I think, forgotten to some extent that there is even homelessness, but the homeless are still there, and they're there in the middle of a pandemic. They're there in the middle of winter. Some of them have newly become homeless. So what I'm going to do tonight, and you're welcome to join me, is I'm going to breathe in, and I'm going to consider that breathing in is literally bringing the source into me. In my lungs, trillions of oxygen molecules will enter my bloodstream and travel to my cells and become part of me. And trillions of carbon dioxide molecules will leave my body forever to become part of source again, part of the atmosphere. And as I breathe out, I'm going to bring to mind the homeless, and I'm going to give them, send them everything I have that's good. This would be the spiritual medicine. All the good fortune and gratitude that I have in the cells of my body, I will attempt to release. And we're all connected. I don't know whether my action will have some direct benefit. That's not the point. No concern for results, at least of that kind. But I know that it gives me an opportunity to strengthen my compassion. And then as I go through life and I'll inevitably interact with the homeless, I hope that practicing loving them here tonight might make my interactions with them slightly more of benefit to them. So here I go. I'm going to take a breath and release, absorb everything good from source that I absorb every time I take a breath, and then release the very best that I have to this concept of the homeless who are really out there as I breathe. So that's my practice. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for sharing that with us. We're going to move into a time of listening pairs. So we're going to take 5 minutes each, and we'll set a little warning or a reminder to help you transition if you need that. So take a couple minutes to reflect on an area of your life or a situation that can use energy, that can use life force. What is the ultimate leap for you to make in this, and why? What energies do you need to take in to make this leap? Like power, take in light, take in love, take in spirit. What will change if you become this energy now? And claim this moment, and in a short statement, call in this energy and name what would change once it came in. So you would say, I am calling in, and you call something in. So when your partner is complete, so for the listening person, you'll say, and so it is. We'll paste these questions and these prompts into the chat here. And Chris is going to move us into listening pairs. Welcome back, everyone. Looks like we're all here. And we're going to move into a time of group share. So we welcome you to unmute yourself and share any reflections or revelations that you've had.
I'd like to start off with you know, the opportunity we have in these kinds of listening pairs and small groups to go a little bit deeper, to allow our voice, allow our breath to pull out more of what's inside our hearts and our minds, to be listened to without expectation or limitation. I got to a good place with what I was working with and had some really, really good air around a stuck situation in my life, and I'm thankful for that. So any kind of golden nuggets like that, this is our opportunity for a few minutes to share.
That's right, Kiai. When do you ever get that opportunity, really, in that specific way? That's so beautiful, and the depth to which you can go to consider a specific area in a short period of time. It was really profound, the sharing of listening and speaking. And as you say, the heart is touched when it's listened to in the way that you set it up this evening. So very specific, yet very, very profound in its depth. So thank you so much. And I thank my friend Patricia. What a beautiful pairing we had. So thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Mm-hmm. I wanted to share that I was with someone, Maria, who I haven't seen or spoken with for some years now. And it was such a heartwarming, wonderful experience to talk with her. We've been in many meetings together, and so it was like this renewed coming together of realization of newness. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. It was really cool in the sharing. I realized that one of the things, the situation I was working with, I was waiting, you know, wanting clarity. And recently it's just been I've just been really deepening in my walk with the divine. It's like just open to source, and wanting that clarity of mind. And what came through as I was sharing is more of just like a message, a channel, you know, just like this message that said, you know, either your mind will be cleared or the path will be clear for you. Just prepare yourself for the opportunities that open. And so that was a whole different revelation, you know, because I've been thinking it's a clarity of mind. And it's like, the truth is like, yes, clarity of mind can take place, a divine vision, but also the path can be laid open before you when you're doing that purification work and really deepening with your ability to receive that divine pure love and to give it in your world. Pretty powerful share. Thank you.
I would love to echo everything that everyone has said. Phyllis and I had a wonderful coming together in exchange, and we're one as far as the goal is concerned, and the object, which is to come together in the spirit, you know, so that I am spirit, you are spirit, and here we are, and we're communicating, and that's from the heart and the adventure of mind, and in everything, all the threads of our days are come together in that, and how we are speaking with other people, our interaction is what it's what it's all about. It's what the whole purpose of being is to provide this link between spirit to spirit that is so wide as this, and so heartfelt. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. My listening partner happens to be right next door. And so the irony of it, though, was that even though we get to talk every day, really, having the focus questions, even with somebody that you know well and interact with a lot, usually we don't have a focus question when we're sitting and talking. And so the depth of that is really a marvelous gift. Because again, we get to interact every day, but we don't often say what's our focus right now for this conversation. And it was really a marvelous moment together to be able to do that in depth and use the listening pair focus. So it's a gift. It's a joy. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a process for me personally, that in breathing in and breathing out, that I was had numerous people along the way recently have talked about how they were stuck in feeling guilty about not finishing off a relationship or a friendship and some problems they were having earlier and the person had passed away. So I've run into that and I've had that in my own life. And so I breathed in this for this spirit of forgiveness, the nature of forgiveness, the all-encompassing love that soothes and heals, whether in our minds we think it works or not, and whether we think we are free or guilty or not. But it was actually a very powerful experience of a greater wisdom coming through me so that I could think differently, I could see things differently and release things. So I had people in mind, I had myself come up in the process, and so it was wonderful to see the nature of forgiveness and how everything is available to be resolved and cleared for anyone who is willing to receive it and to participate in the process of returning to reality.
Well, yeah, Carolyn and I used part of our session to simply bless specific people and places in our world. And I always find that I'm focusing more on the out-breath than I am on the in-breath. I'm really more interested in letting something flow out in blessing to my world, and particularly to areas where there is turmoil and conflict in some way, than I am in trying to breathe in love. I simply take it for granted that love is already there. I'm already centered. And if I breathe out, if I empty my lungs, air will automatically fill in. If I am breathing out love and blessing to my world, that love automatically fills in. And my world receives a great blessing that way. It is the focus of my spiritual practice. And I was so glad to see Patrick Campbell earlier bringing the homeless to mind as a way of bringing a blessing to that particular community. In my particular group, in my time with Carolyn, I mentioned a country where there's probably the greatest humanitarian crisis on the planet right now, and that is Yemen. And also there's a tremendous crisis in Myanmar, formerly Burma. And these two areas could really use a blessing. So that has been my focus, breathing out love, blessing, and healing energy to areas of the world and to specific people who are very much in need.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you all. Breathing in what is ours to breathe in so we can breathe out what is ours to breathe out. There are beautiful readings on Sunday by a few people, and we have another set of beautiful people wanting to read some of them, willing to read some of them this evening. I ask you to breathe in with them, breathe out with them as they read these things. You could close your eyes and let the seat below you, if you're standing, your feet below you, hold your weight. You can maybe even do some movement, breathing in, breathing out, whatever you feel comfortable, your hands on your laps. Let's give ourselves the opportunity to breathe in together in a soulful conversation. I invite Linda.
Thank you, Kiahi. In your next natural breath, breathe in kindness. In your next natural breath, breathe in peace. In your next natural breath, breathe in love.
Taking time to feel the essence of each word. Breathe in presence. Breathe in wisdom. Breathe in truth.
And as we enjoy the gifts that were breathed in, on our exhale, we give the gift of encouragement. And as we exhale, we breathe out a strong heart. And then we breathe out our support.
That deep breath, breathing in life force energy, beautiful life force, breathing out and letting that life force fill the space around you. Again, breathing in that beautiful source of energy, of light, of love. Breathing out and feeling that in your space. Taking a moment to tune in what is yours to bring in now through your breath. And letting that expand into your world. Breathing in that gift that is yours. And as you exhale, send through all time and space. Let's take a few more breaths here. When you're ready, come back into this space here and open your eyes. Take a moment and check in with yourself now. How are you doing mentally? How about emotionally? How are you feeling right now? Physically, are you more relaxed? What about spiritually? Do you feel more connected now? I do. Wouldn't it be nice just to live in this place right here? Just to move through the day with this peaceful, light feeling, this feeling of connection. I would, but I can't say that that's how my life is going to look. But I know that this quality, this ability to breathe and exhale, as we've been discussing, I know that this can be brought into any moment. And, you know, I'll speak personally along my path. I guess I've learned in a way to become aware of when I'm not allowing my breath. Like, I know that, you know, sometimes I can feel really frustrated and kind of hold it in, you know, and before I realize it, you know, I don't even realize it, I should say. I don't even realize I'm withholding breath or disconnecting from that flow. And I've learned some behavioral patterns that I pick up on with myself. Like, for example, I mean, I know that I thrive in a clean and organized space. And when my space becomes disorganized and dirty, I take that as a cue. I'm like, hold on a sec. I see some patterns reemerging. And I use that cue. I have other cues too. I mean, I learned a lot about myself and I continue to learn a lot about myself. But I take that cue and I pause and I come back to the breath. It's like the most basic thing we can come into. A lot of times I opt to go for a walk and, you know, just take big, deep cleansing breaths. I walk and reconnect and tune into nature. Cece, you said something really beautiful on Sunday. How do I find it here? You said, we have to allow our awareness to come to those blockages in ourselves. And with compassion and kindness, just look at it and allow it to pass away. And when I heard that, I was like, yeah, okay. Let me say it again. With compassion and kindness, just look at it and allow it to pass away. And when I think of, you know, the breath and as we, you know, inhale and exhale and bring in, you know, and connect ourselves to the source energy and let it radiate out. And this whole process, it's so natural. It's what we're born. You know, this first thing we did when we were born, we took a breath. It's so natural. And, you know, we bring life into our body. And as we exhale, the things that need to be released are released. And so does this, you know, beautiful extension, the radiation of what's being, you know, what's in the container, right? So going into nature and reminding myself of those natural rhythms of the earth, it makes it a lot easier to put my issues and things into perspective. So now I'm becoming stubborn and holding on to things. Like sometimes I withhold apologies. Like I know I need to apologize, you know, I did something wrong. It doesn't feel good. I know I need to say something. But then there's this part of me that like doesn't want to, I don't want to admit that I was wrong. I don't want to potentially be in a weird, you know, awkward situation with this person. It's fine now, whatever. But sometimes, you know, when I'm withholding that, it's kind of like, you know, it restricts my ability to take a breath. It restricts my capacity to hold that source energy that wants to flow through me and work its magic. And, you know, there's many examples other than withholding an apology. That's a small example, but there's a lot of things we do that cause us to withhold that breath. And you know that feeling that, I mean, I assume you know, I know the feeling so well of like the, when you do finally do something you needed to do and it just feels like the weight's off your shoulders. Like it feels clearer and it feels like more expansive and open. And I mean, from that place, it's like, it's so good. It's like this new expanse is a place where I can live from the space that's been created. You know, it's not being held up and bound up in things that need to move with this, you know, natural rhythm and cycle of life. I can just kind of reduce the restriction. And I think of it as surrendering to the Divine Mother. You know, I can surrender and let go, and I know that I'm still loved, and I know that it's in a safe space. I know that I'm still held by Source, by Spirit, by God. And it's so freeing and so magical. So we're going to move into an attunement card. And this is card 42, the Spirit of the Womb and Relationship to the World. So thank you, Chris, for playing that for us.
The Spirit of the Womb, the World, card 42. I am the Spirit of the Womb, the heart of the Great Mother for this world. The strength of my love unfolds all, near and far. I surround the young and the innocent with my spirit. I cherish them. I nourish them in a sea of cosmic love. Let them grow strong and beautiful, wise and free. May they follow their life path, guided by the creative will within them. I bless and strengthen the bold. I nourish the heart of the courageous. The arms of my love easily surround them. The waves of my spirit lift them up. I celebrate the thriving of all life. I enfold the frail, the weak, and the dying. Their souls are precious to me, held safely against my cheek. Their hurts are my hurts. I embrace them, taking their pain into the deep of my being, where it is healed and reborn. I am the Spirit of the Womb, the heart of the Great Mother. All souls live within me, surrounded by me, loved by me as my own. No need is too small or too large for my care. The child receives my encouraging hand. The youth, my smile. No one is too poor or too sick, too young or too old to receive my love. Special. They are each unique, and they are all the same, for they are all mine. My love surrounds the world, and all the worlds within it. Every family, every community, every nation, the swelling throng of humanity is born from me. I hold their metamorphosis, for they belong to me. They are mine and are returning to me now. I am the spirit of the womb, the heart of the Great Mother. I am calling my children home. Meditation. Hold your hands as if holding an invisible globe about 18 inches across. Close your eyes. Let the spirit of the womb flow through your hands to that globe. Next, allow any factor from the world, near or far, that is meant to be in that space appear. Any person, any dynamic, any world figure, any group of people. Let all that appears be held in the heart of the Great Mother through you. Notice what changes in the energy you perceive as the process continues. Continue until the meditation is complete for you. affirm, I am the spirit of the womb, the heart of the great mother. I am the spirit of the womb, the heart of the great mother.
Thank you, everyone, for coming on this journey along with us, breathing with us. We hope you have a wonderful night. Continue breathing through the week. You can do it.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Lana.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Beautiful survey. Thank you. Thank you.
Be with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Yes. Blessings, yes. Mm-hmm.